Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachos is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid with the second Mishnah Halacha Hei, Beishamai Oimrim, Ner Umazon Bisamim V'Havdola. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach Amid Aleph. Begins the Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim. We are continuing in the machlokesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Hilchas Seuda. So Beis Shammai says in our Mishnah, Ner umazon psamim v'avdola. What is the case speaking about? Let us look in the Charedim, five lines before it gets wide. On the Mishnah, Beshami Yarmim Nerum Mazim, Pirish Harav Rabbeinu Ivadia, Misha Achel Beshabbos Bemincha, Vechashchaloi, Vadayin Legomar Sudasai, a person who was eating Shalashudis at Mincha time, and he had a long Shalashudis, it got dark, and he hasn't yet completed his Suda, and he only has enough wine for one kos. So now he's going to finish his Suda, and he's going to have to bench. He also has to make Havdalah. So what is the order? He has to say Bar Mareish, he has to bench on a kos, he has to say Psamim, Bar Minim Psamim, and he has to make Hamavdah Ben Kodesh Lechol. So what's the correct order? That's the case. So the Mishnah says, according to Beis Shammai, the order is Ner first, Umazin, according to Beis Shammai, and then he makes benching, and then Besamim, and then the Havdalah. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, continuing in the Mishnah. No, the order is Ner Ubsamim Umazin V'Havdalah. Ner is first, Havdalah is last. In that, there's no machlokes according to our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The machlokes is the second and third items. Is Mazin before Psamim the way Beis Shammai says? Or is Psamim before Mazin the way Beis Hillel says? Now let us look for a moment in the Pnei Moshe. On the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yarmim Ner Mazin, he repeats what the Charedim says in the name of the Bar Tanura. Misha Achel B'Shabbos B'Mincha V'Choshkola V'Adayim L'Gomer Sudasai V'Ein Lo Yayin El Kashir Echad Beis Shammai Yarmim Kachu Yisadir Ner Mazin, as we learned to Machlokes in the Mishnah. And here the Pnei Moshe adds something which we will soon see in the Gemara. Umaskinim b'Gemara in the Bavli, Dafnun Beis Amid Aleph, the Bavli comes to the Maskana that our Mishnah, we know Stam Mishnah Rameir, he, Zu Divri Rameir, these are the words of Rameir. Avol Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameir, and he says, Leinechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Ala Mazdin Shehu B'Tchila, There's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The mazayin is first, and havdalah is last. The machlokes is again between number two and number three. We have left over mo'or and psamim, which one comes first? Beis Shammai oimer mo'or v'achach psamim, Beis Hillel oimer psamim v'achach mo'or. So this is the machlokes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out that we really have a machlokes in the machlokes. Rab Meir of our Mishnah says the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in one order, and Rabbi Yehuda in the Bavli, and we're going to see it in the Yerushalmi as well as soon as the Gemara begins, Rabbi Yehuda has a different machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the order of these four items. What the reasons are in our Mishnah for the various shitas, we will see in the Charedim, we will see it in the Rosh Cirillo, but we see right away that it's not simple what it's written in the Mishnah, because that's a shita of Rav Meir in what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are mechulik. But Rav Yehuda holds that the mechulik Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in something else. Now, it could be, the Mefarshim say, that we don't have a proof that Rav Meir holds that Rav Yehuda is incorrect. It could be Rav Meir agrees with Rav Yehuda. The reason Rav Meir quoted what he quoted in our Mishnah is because he's trying to make a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Suda. Part of Suda is benching. So Bishloim, the way Rab Meir has it in our Mishnah, there's a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Hilchas Suda, which our whole parak is speaking about. Because as a machloikis, when do you bench? Do you bench second or do you bench third? Look at the words in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim Neru Mazon is number two, then B'Samim and then Avdolah. Beis Hillel Oimrim Neru B'Samim, B'Samim is number two. Mazon is three and then Avdolah. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that Ner is in the beginning and Avdolah is at the end. Machloikis is, what is number two or three? Is it Mazon and B'Samim like Beis Shammai, or is it B'Samim and Mazon like Beis Hillel? That's a machloikis. In Hilchas Suda, when do you bench? Ma she'en came the way we have in the Bavli, and we're soon going to have it here in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that there is no machloikis in benching. Everybody holds the benching is first. Everybody holds Avdol is last. The machloikis is between Ner u'Psamim. That Beis Shammai holds. The way we have the Girsa here, Beis Shammai holds B'Samim is first and then more. And Beis Hillel holds that more is first and then B'Samim. But in Mazon, you have to bench right away. You have a chiv to bench. You have to bench right away. So there is no machloikis. The machloikis is in B'Samim and more. That has nothing to do with Hilchas Seuda. So that's why, since we're trying to show different machloikis between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Hilchas Seuda, Rav Meir quoted that machloikis, which one would find a difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Hilchas Seuda. Al pi halacha, al pi emes, he may agree with Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but that wouldn't be in Hilchas Seuda. That's a machloikis, which comes first, Ner or P'samim. Let us complete the Mishnah. There's another machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim Shebora Mo'or Eish. What's the correct bracha for, we say, Bora Mo'or Eish, which is going to be according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, no, Shebora, he created the fire in the past. And what did he create? One fire, Mo'or Ha'esh. Whereas Beis Hillel says that the Lashon is, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Boire, he's creating now, Ma'ore Ha'esh, the various different kinds of lights in the fire, as we will soon see. Now let us see what the reasons are for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, and we're going to use a combination of the Charedim and the Rash Cirillo. So the first thing that all the Mephorshim say is, why does everybody agree that Avdolah is B'Soif? And the reason for this tells us, let's see it inside in the Charedim, two lines before it gets wide. Divrei Amasla B'Shami Yomru Mazon B'Som V'Avdolah. The Kuli Alma Havdolah B'Soif. Everybody agrees that Avdolah comes at the end. And the reason is that Fuke Yomim Achrinin Lei Kihechid Lo Lehavi Lov Kamasei. When Shabbos is ending, we make it as late as possible so that people shouldn't get the impression that we want to just finish off with Shabbos. We want to get rid of the Shabbos. No, if we have to make Avdolah, that's going to be the last one. We want to hold on to the Shabbos as long as possible. So Avdolah is at the end. Now, why is Ner at the beginning? So the Rash Cirillo has a svara. This is in the bottom, in the left-hand column of the Rash Cirillo, approximately eight lines from the top. Divrei Amasla on the Mishnah, Ner Mazon B'Samim V'Avdolah, the Kivin de Roye Ha'or Miyad Mevarchalo. Because since he sees the Ner and Yavanoah from the fire, so that he makes a bracha right away. Others say that the reason is, we find this in the Melech Shleima, that since they were poor and the longer the oil was burning, the more of the oil it used up. Therefore, because of their poverty, they just kept it on very quickly. They made a brach on the Ner and they didn't use it anymore. And therefore, the Ner was first. We find in the Charedim, he continues, and he says, as we've learned, that it's speaking about he ate shalshudis and it went into the night, and he only has one kos. So Mimela, the only exception that he did first, according to Beis Shammai, is Nair. But he has a chiyuv to bench. So that benching should take place immediately after Nair. And we said Avdol is last. So that puts the psamim in third place automatically. So you have Mazen, and then psamim according to Beis Shammai, and then Havdalah. That is according to Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel holds that it's Ner, psamim, then Mazen, and then Havdalah. And the reason is, explains the Rosh Cirillo, in the next Divrei HaMaskil Ner, psamim, the Kivan did Lika Ner, Miyad, Tzorech Levarchlov, the Nen, Minei Miyad. Ner is first, because he lit it, he has enough from it, so that's first. Va'achakach al psamim, the Kivan, the Ka'avid Malacha, since he struck a match, he did a Malacha, Margish be Yitzias HaShabbos, then he feels very acutely that Shabbos is over. Chas v'shom on Shabbos, he wouldn't have done this malacha of creating a fire. V'tzorach levarach al psamim. What's the whole purpose of psamim? B'samim is to give us nechama on the neshama yisera that is lost at the end of Shabbos. So Mela, when he does a malacha and he feels that Shabbos went away, then right away he needs a nechama. Hilkach lebesoif mevorach ala mazen lebesoif mavdil. So this is the reason of the Rosh Cirillo, Ner yadanoa right away. Bipsamim, once you did a malacha to make the Ner, you have to have a nechama for the neshama yisera that goes away. So memela bipsamim comes first. Havdol is the last because we want to show that it's not a burden. Memela mazen falls into third place. Now, according to the Charedim, let us go back to the Charedim, and this will be at the end of the middle wide lines. Loinechliku el ala ner v'ala psamim. We're now in the first very wide line. De Beis Shammai oimrim ner u'mazim v'achach psamim. De Beis Hillel oimrim ner psamim k'adari. De bracha she'anu yuchom la'soisim de loimechzi k'masri k'goy ner psamim. Magdimin lehu lebirchas ha'mazim. Ad kan l'shari. This is all from the Rav. The Charedim was quoting Rabbeinu Avadja, the Rav, and this is the end of the Rav, that the Svor of Beis Hillel, why Ner and Psamim come together and then Mazen, because the whole reason Avdol is last, because it shouldn't look like a Tircha. But these two brachas, we're going to say them right at the beginning, they don't indicate that we're saying them because of a Tircha. And Adarabba, the Tferes Yisrael, says both of these brachas are a covet to Shabbos. The Psamim is showing that on Shabbos you had a Neshama Yisera and now you need Psamim. The Ner is showing that this was lit only after Shabbos. On Shabbos, this could not be lit. So that's also a covet to Shabbos, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to light a Ner. So both of these brachas are lit covet Shabbos. Memela, on these brachas, we're not worried about it looking like he's trying to get rid of Shabbos, when Adarabba, he's trying to be mechabed Shabbos with these two brachas. We have not yet mentioned that the reason, in general, why a Ner is lit Meitzoy Shabbos, as the Gemara told us in the Bavli, and so too we will see it in the end of the next daf, on daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that the Rabbi Yishlam brought two rocks to Adam Arishon Meitzoy Shabbos, because the light of Shabbos had started Erev Shabbos, it continued the night, the Gemara tells us, it went for 36 hours, it went Leil Shabbos, Friday night, it continued Shabbos during the day, and then suddenly it became dark. And Adam HaRishon was afraid that the Nachash would try to attack him now when it's dark, and Hashem brought him these two rocks, and he struck the two rocks together, and a spark came, and fire came, and that's how fire was created. So Ner really has nothing to do with Havdalah. It's just that since Ner was created on Meitzoy Shabbos, so every Meitzoy Shabbos, we remember this creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the light of a candle that came about through Adam HaRishon rubbing these two rocks together that Hashem had provided him with. So that's why we use a ner on Motzoi Shabbos, and according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, that ner is first. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara is going to have that mazon is first. And then the machloikis is, what is second? Is ner second or is psamim second? And we will see that when we get into the Gemara. Before we begin with the Gemara, we need to explain the last machloikis in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In the bracha of Bar Maria Eish, according to Beis Shammai, it's Shebora Mo'or Ha'esh. According to Beis Hillel, it's the way we say it, Boire Mo'ore Ha'esh. If we look in the Haredim, he will explain both of the differences here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this is in the middle of the wide lines at the bottom of the Amid, Divri Amaskel, Beis Shammai Yomer Shebora Mo'or Ha'esh, Yivorech V'loi Boire. Not like Beis Hillel says Boire, but Shebora. Deborah mashmal shaver. Bora, the way Beis Shammai understands it, means in the past. The Yafal Imri. That's the correct nusach that should be said concerning the creation of fire. Shabriya Saor, Shabab Shesh Shemay Bereshis, Mishapchonesai. We're being Mishabech, we're praising Hashem on the creation of fire that came at the 6 days of creation. Lefi shebemaitzoi Shabbos nivra k'namin b'psachim, because it's connected to sheishmei braces. It was in fact created, as the Gemara says in Psachim daf nun dalet amud aleph in the Bavli, and we're going to see it in Yerushalmi, that the fire was created on maitzoi Shabbos. So it's asher bora, Hashem created in the past. Avol boirei mashma davar shubari tamit. The word boirei indicates something that's being constantly created. That's how Rashi explains it in the Bavli, Daf Nun Beis Omid Beis, that Borei is constant, and that doesn't apply to fire that was already created in the past. So that's why Beis Shammai holds the Nusach should be Shebora. And also they say it shouldn't be Ma'orei, but Ma'or, V'loi Ma'orei. Continues the Haredim, the Chod Nahira Ikabinura, in a flame, there is one light. Ubeisil Poligatarva, Pligatarvayu. Beisil argues on both ideas. The Afagav de Bore Beloshmani Adam Bore Tomit, even though Bore usually means he's constantly creating, Kivin de Beloshna Taira, Ashkar Chanlei Belishavar, we find in the Loshan of the Taira that the word borei refers to the past, and he gives many examples here to Chorei, and we're just going to do the first one, Kedachsev and Yeshaya, Yoitzer Oyer Uvoirei Chayshech. Hashem formed light and he created darkness. There it says borei, and it's referring to the past. So the Chorei continues at the end of the line, Lashon Kro Adif. So Einech Nami, you should say on the past, but not like you Beis Shammai say asher bora. Let's use the word borei, because Torah uses borei, the Tanakh uses borei, as we find in Yeshaya. So the lashon of the pasuk is better. So that's concerning borei. And then you said more Beis Shammai, we say morei umorei yomar v'loy mor demoros harbe yesh bor shall heves aduma red Lavana white, Yerak Roikis, and yellow. And therefore, since there are many colors to the flame, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that one should say Me'orei Ha'esh, referring to the various lights that there are in the flame. Begins the Gemara, Tani, we have learned in a Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, and he says, that the machloik is here concerning mozon and ner psalm and avdolah. There is no machloik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, ala mozon shubetchila, that the mozon comes first, while avdolah shubetsoif and the avdolah comes last. What is the machloik is? The machloik is the second and third brachos, ala mor v'ala psalm. Concerning more and some, Beis Shammai yomer b'samim more. Beis Shammai holds b'samim then more. Beis Hillel yomer b'samim holds more b'samim then more and b'samim. Now, what are the reasons for all this? So, the Mefarshim explain that accord. Rabbi Yehuda Mazen comes first because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. We have a rule that any mitzvah that comes first, you have to do that mitzvah. So what's the first chiv that he has here? The first chiv that he has here is the bench, because he finished his meal, so he has a chiv to bench, ala kois. So that comes first. There's no machloikis. There's also no machloikis, as we learned before, that havdol is last, because we want to show that Shabbos is not a tircha. It's not a bother. You're not trying to get rid of it, and therefore you're going to wait. You want to keep Shabbos going as long as possible. That's why Avdol is going to be last. And now we're left with the Machlaikis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that Psalm comes before Mor, and Beis Hillel holds that Mor comes before Psalm. Why does Beis Shammai hold that Psalm comes before Mor? Because when Shabbos ends, before we had a svar that by doing the Malacha, creating the fire on the Nair, that gives him a sense that Shabbos has gone away and he needs the Nechama of the Psalmim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment that Shabbos is over, he feels already that the Neshama is going away. When the Zman comes, the Neshama goes away. So Mele, he needs Psalmim right away to give him a Nechama. And only then does he do more. On the other hand, Beis Hillel holds that more comes first because he has Hanah from the more which he's lighting, and therefore, since he has Hanah from it, he should make the bracha first on the more. Then the Gemara says, Rabbo of Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, Rabbo and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Halachat Halacha is Kedivrei Misha Oimer b'samim v'achakach more, like the one who says that you do b'samim first and then more, which according to our Gemara would come out to be like Beis Shammai, and that's Takar Minig. In the Seder that we have, Meitzoy Shabbos, we do b'samim first and then more. We come out that our Minig is like Beis Shammai. And there's another strange thing here, that why didn't Rav just say Halacha Kedivrei Beis Shammai b'samim v'achakach more? So the answer is that there is some ambiguity as to whether the Yerushalmi's version here in Rabbi Yehuda of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is the correct one. In the Bavli, we have it reversed. If you look in the Charedim, the last few words at the bottom in the left-hand column, Shebeis Shammai Oyrim, Ube Bavli, Nun Beis Amid Beis, as we turn in the Charedim on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Alf, Mahapach, the Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel, he switches around Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. In other words, it's Beis Hillel who holds that Psalmim and afterwards more. And it's like Beis Hillel who we paskin like. V'hainu da'omar basra. That's why he said afterwards, Halacha kedivrei mishoimer b'samim achach mor. Why didn't he specify Beis Shammai like our Yerushalmi says? Because in the Bavli we have the opposite. So to cover all bases, he made a statement. Whoever holds that Psalmim is first and then the Nair, that's who the Halacha is like. Bein Beis Shammai sheyeh oy Beis Hillel, whoever it is, whether it's Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. If you take a look in the Gra on Pei Beis Amid Beis, in Ois Beis, he quotes the Bavli that switches it around. And that's what he said should be the correctness here in Yerushalmi. She Beis Shammai oimrim mo'or v'achakach psomim, u Beis Hillel oimrim psomim v'achakach mor, kein tzorch loimer. In the Bavli, it is the opposite of what we have here in Yerushalmi, but this will help explain, since there is some ambiguity, who said what, therefore Rabbo and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav just made a general statement that would cover all bases. Halacha kedivrei misha oimer b'som achach mor. Whether it's b'sham, whether it's b'sil, the halacha is like the man the yomer who says b'som is first and then more, and that is taka ar minig. And again, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't mention him in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is coming to find machloikas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Suda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would not be a machloikas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Suda because everybody holds that the mazon aim of Rina Mitzvahs, you have to bench right away. So we didn't bring it in the Mishnah. We only bring Rabbi Meir's version in the Mishnah, that there's a machloikis whether mazon is in second place or mazon is in third place. That's a machloikis in Hilchos Suda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's why it's mentioned, that version, in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara at the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Another machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If a person has two items in front of them, one is a cup of wine, and the other is Shemen Arev, fragrant oil, which one should he make a bracha on first? So the way we have it here in the Yerushalmi, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Kais Biminoi, he should hold the cup of wine in his right hand. By holding it in his right hand, he is giving significance to, he's giving kavod to the item that he's holding in the right. The right is more chashuv than the left. And therefore, he's showing that the bracha should be made first on the wine, as opposed to the fragrant oil. V'shemen arev b'smoil, and he'll hold the fragrant oil in his left hand. He'll make the bracha bar priya gofen, and like we do similarly by Havdalah, we first make the bracha bar priya gofen, and he's holding the psalmim in his left hand. When it comes time to make the bracha on the psalmim, he switches the wine he's holding in his left hand. Now he's holding the psalmim in his right hand. Again, the yamin is showing cheshivas to the item that he's going to make the bracha on, and then he makes the bracha on the psalmim. So here too, by Yayin and Shemen Ariv, according to Beis Shammai, make it on the yain first, hold it in your right hand, and then switch and hold the shemen orev in your right hand and make the bracha on the shemen orev. Why does Beis Shammai hold that yain is more kosher than shemen orev? Because yain is consumed inside the body, where shemen orev is smeared on the outside of the body. And then it continues according to Beis Shammai, Oimer al kais, he makes the bracha on the kais, v'achikach oimer al shemen arv, and then he makes the bracha on the fragrant oil. However, Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel oimerim shemen arv b'minoi, they consider shemen arv more chashuv than yayin, because shemen arv, he doesn't have to do any action to be nene from it. He smells the fragrant oil just by holding it. Whereas by wine, he has to drink it, and therefore Beis Hillel consider the Hanoah from the Shemen Arev more immediate, and therefore the bracha should be made on the Shemen Arev. So Beis Hillel, Oimrim Shemen Arev b'minoi v'kais b'smoilai. The opposite of Beis Shammai, the Shemen Arev should be in his right hand to show significance of the Shemen Arev, and his kais in the left, and after making the bracha on the Shemen Arev, then he switches. V'oimer al Shemen Arev, he makes the bracha on Shemen Arev, V'tochay b'rosh ha-shamash, he should smear it on to the head of the shamash, because as we're going to learn, it is not kavadig for the Talmud Chacham to go out with a smell of a fragrant odor of oil. Beis Hillel oimrim shemen arv b'minoi v'kais b'smoilai v'oimer al shemen arv v'tochay b'rosh ha-shamash im hoya shamash Talmud Chacham tochay b'kaisel. However, if the shamash is a Talmud Chacham, he should smear it on a wall. It's speaking about here where the person himself is a Talmud Chacham, and he knows the next halacha, She'ein shvachi shel Talmud Chacham li'yos yaitz mevusam. It's not praiseworthy of a Talmud Chacham to go out into the street when he has fragrance on him, when he's perfumed. So if the shamash is also a Talmud Chacham, then he's going to be going out perfumed, and therefore he should... This Talmud Chacham should smear the oil on the wall. In the Bavli, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Bavli says it a little stronger. Sheginai le Talmud Chacham latzis l'shuk kishum avusim. There, the Bavli says it's not respectful. Shein shvachi shel Talmud Chacham, but rather genai. It's disrespectful, and the Mefarshim explain because the Bavli is speaking about in a place where there were men who were suspected of mishkaf schur, of sodomy, and their custom was to be perfumed, and this would entice the other man to do the mishkaf schur, and therefore it's a Talmud Chacham who were not choshed him on mishkaf schur, but if he's going to be perfumed, so that would, some people may suspect him just because of the mere fact that he's so perfumed. So therefore, in a place where there is a chashash of mishkaf schur, it's a gnai. It's disrespectful for a Talmud Chacham to walk out perfumed. However, here in the Yerushalmi, we're speaking about where it is not a place that is known for Mishkav Schur, and therefore it is not genai, it's not disgusting that he is perfumed, not disrespectful, but still, it's not a shevach, it's not something that a Talmud Chacham normally does to go outside perfumed, and that's why the Lashon here of the Yerushalmi is more moderate than the Bavli, and it only says, she'ein shvachay shel Talmud Chacham, liyos yoytzei mevusam. The Gemara now relates a story concerning Yayin and Shemin Orev. Abba Bar Barchana. Abba the Amora, who was the son of Barchana, V'Rav Chuna and Rav Chuna, Havin Yasfin Achlin. They were sitting and eating. V'Havin Rav Zeira and Rav Zeira, Koy Mishamish Kumen. He was serving them. And we will now do the Girsa found in Shinin Nischois. Ois beis ol v'toin tarvein b'chod yadeh. And we're going to be going here like the Rosh Cirillo, and then we'll see how the Charedim learns this sugya in a novel way. Ol, so Rav Zeira came to serve them, v'toin, and he was holding tarvein, both of them, referring to the shemen orev and the wine, b'chod yadeh, in one hand. Amale Abba Bar Barchana, so Abba, the son of Barchana, said to Rav Zeira, Ma yodech churita katoin. What is your other hand carrying? Why are you carrying both of them in one hand? If we look into Rosh Cirillo, in the right-hand column at the bottom, the fourth line from the bottom, Rav Zeira lakach shnein l'rabba bar barchana l'rav chuna, b'chod yad in one hand, v'kos rabba bar barchana alzeh, and rabba barchana got angry on this, the hoyo loy lach shivam. He should have considered each one separately, the yayin and the shemen oriv separately. V'likach echad b'yad yachas, or shenei b'sheneis, take one in one hand and the other in the other hand. They're both very chashiv things. D'loy havia gudishol p'tzom, they're not like bunches of onions. You carry sacks of onions, bags of onions in one hand. These are very chashuv things. Other Meforshim add that he felt, Abba Bar Barchana, that since there's a halacha that you have to hold each one by the brachas in a separate hand, and the first one has to be in the right hand, so he was of the opinion that the shamish, the one who's serving, should also have it in two separate hands. L'mashal, he should carry the wine in the right hand, let's say according to Beit Shammai, or the Bavli, we said, changes that the Beit Shammai holds like Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds like Beit Shammai, whoever says this halacha of Kais B'minoi, so I bring it in the right hand, and you take it from my right hand in your right hand. I bring the Shemen Orev in the left hand, and you take it from my left hand into your left hand. Here he had brought both of them together, so he felt that he was doing the wrong thing. However, Amalei, V'kos ilave avui, but his father, in other words, Bar Chana, who was the father of Abba, got angry at Abba. And he told him many reasons why he was angry. Amalei, loy mistach, is it not enough, da'at revia, that you are reclining, v'hu koim mishamish, and he's coming to you and he is serving you, and he's a big Talmud Chacham, and he shouldn't be serving you. So it's enough that he's serving you. V'yoy, dehu kayin, Rav Zeira is a kayin. V'amr Shmuel said, mishtamish b'kohenim ol, someone who uses a kayin is mayol. And not only is he a Talmud Chacham, not only is he a kayin and you shouldn't be using him to serve you, but at Mekele, you're belittling him, you're getting angry at him, you're having kindness on him, you're making him feel bad. So Bar Chana was very upset at his son, Abba, and therefore, Gzeira, I'm making a proclamation, Dehurava, that he will one day be lying down, reclining, and you will be the one who is going to serve him. And the Gemara continues, Minayin ha-mishtamish b'kunim mol. How do we know that someone who's mishtamish with a kayin is mol? From where do we learn that? Rav Acha b'shem Shmuel Omar. We have a pasuk in Ezra, Perik Ches, pasuk Chav Ches. V'omra aleim, tell them, atem kodesh l'Hashem, you are kodesh to Hashem, v'akelim kodesh, and the kelim are kodesh. And he's speaking about the kohanim. So ma kelim ha-mishtamish b'hem mol, just like kelim, if you use them for your own personal use, that's me'ilo in hegdish, af ha-mishtamish b'hem mol. So too, someone who uses a kohen is also moyel b'hegdish. He is committing me'ilo, he is defiling the holiness of the kohen. So we went here with the approach of the Rosh Cirillo. The Charedim has a very interesting shot. And he says, going back to the Gemara, where Rabbi Zeira was serving Abba Bar Bar Chana and Rav Huna, so on the word Olu, he explains it in the Charedim, Divri Amaskel Olu, approximately halfway down, Olu Ratzu Lal Isabakum Haseba. In other words, he explains before that we learned earlier in Perikets Mevarchim that before they went into the meal to eat, they used to have a anteroom, a foyer, where they would drink and eat papyrus. They would have appetizers, and then they would enter into the Suda. So, Olu, Ratzu Lalas Amakam Hasebo, after they had drunk wine and eaten papyrus in the foyer, they had wanted to enter to the place of the Seba, but V'loya Yucholun Shehoya Amakam Gavoya. There was an incline there, and it was very difficult for these Talmid Chum to get up and to go to the place where the meal would take place, where they would be reclining. V'Rab Zeira, Hoyo Balkoyach, Rav Zeira was very strong. The hellish name biyode achas. So according to the Charedim, it's not that Rav Zeira was coming in and serving wine and fragrant oil in one hand, but he picked up the two Talmid Chacham in one hand. But this upset Abba, the son of Bar Chana, and he said to him, Ma yotcha charita, what's with your other hand, katon? What are you holding in the other hand? If it's empty, so why didn't you bring something else? So he was trying to make a caustic remark that you didn't treat us correctly. You should have taken each one of us in one hand and not taken both of us in one hand. The way you did it now, you could have carried something else in the other hand. He was pointing out to him, you had an empty hand, so why did you pick us both up in one hand? You should have given us the proper dignity and taken each one of us by one of your hands. This is how the Charedim learns it. There is another girsa here, which we find in the Shinui Nuschois Ois Gimel, and instead of the way we have it, katon, what are you holding in your other hand? They said, ma yotcha charito, what's with your other hand? Ketia, is it cut off? You only have one hand? The second hand is severed? You have another hand. Then either you should have the yayin and the shemen in two hands, or it's referring, like the Charedim says, to the two Talmid Chacham, you should have brought us up in a dignified manner by holding each one of us in one hand and not both of us in one hand. I saw in the art scroll, he brings down a very interesting Hakoas Mordechai in Gittin, that there was once a Kohen who poured water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and a Talmud asked, why isn't this usher? Because of our Yerushalmi, who says that it's considered Mi'ila when you use a Kohen. And there was there Rabbeinu Peter, that was his name, he responded that the Isser of Me'ilah by a Kohen is only when a Kohen does not, he's not Meichel, the honor that is due to him. But the Kohen in the time of Rabbeinu Tam, obviously he was Meichel. Although our Gemara speaks of using a Kohen in terms of Me'ilah, and Me'ilah is not something that you could be Meichel. So the Mephoreshim explained that that's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, it's only when the Kohanim were doing Avodah. So at that time, he cannot be Meichel on his covet. However, in our time, when they're not doing the Avodah, although we have a chiv to be Mechaber a Kohen, but he does have the ability to be Meichel, as was the case in the Kohen who washed Rabbeinu Tam's hands. And then the Mephoreshim say that this explains why the father of Abba only protested after his son had belittled Reb Zeira by saying, why don't you carry something in the other hand? Why, if there's an Isser to use a Kayin, then he should have been upset at his son right away. What are you using Reb Zeira as a Shamish? He's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Kayin. It seems he only protested once his son belittled Reb Zeira. So the Mephoreshim explained, because until the time that he belittled, so we could say that Reb Zeira was doing it willingly. And Bizman Azed is no avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He, a Kohen, has a right to be Michael. But now that I see that you belittled him, so the only reason he's still doing it is he feels he has to do it. He's not doing it willingly. He just feels that he started to serve you, so he's going to continue, but he's not doing it willingly. If he's not doing it willingly, then you talk have an Isser, even Bizman Azed. If he's not being Meichel now on his covet, then you have an Isser, so you shouldn't have used a Talmud Chacham, and now that you belittled him, he's not Meichel on his covet, and therefore you shouldn't use him as a Kohen, either should not serve you, and you belittled him. That's why he only protested once his son had belittled him. Continues the Gemara, Beishami Yom Shabara. The Gemara is now quoting the next halacha, where Beishami says that the nusach is Shabara Mor Ha'esh. And Beis Hill holds it's Borei Morei Ha'esh. So we learned already in the Mishnah that the reason of Beishami is that Hashem created fire in the past. So you say Shabara. Beis Hillel agrees that you should say past tense, but Borei, Beloshen of Tanakh, also refers to the past. Yotzer or Uvorei Choshech, and therefore it's better to use a Loshen of the Pasuk, Borei. So this is the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning Eish. The Gemara wants to know, is this a Machlokes that we can also extend to other brachas? For example, we say Borei Pri HaGofen. Would Beis Shammai say Bora Pri HaGofen? Begins the Gemara, Beis Shammai or Mishar Bora, Al Daitun de Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Asher Bora Pri HaGofen. Al Daitun Beis Hillel Borei Pri HaGofen. Would you apply the same Machlokes concerning Borei Pri HaGofen? The Gemara answers, no. Yayin is different than Eish. Yayin Mischadish B'chol Shana B'shana. As the Charedim says, in the right-hand column, five lines from the bottom, Devare b'yayin shemes chadish b'chol shana v'shana royal lem l'loshen havaya. By yayin, we could use borei. Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel use borei, which means constantly he's making it. Why pirish borei umes chadish tamed akrishi yavish legamri. The vines, every year, they dry up. So when they rejuvenate in the spring, and they start creating grapes again and wine. So that's Borei. Hashem is always making it anew because they've dried up in the winter. So therefore, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that Yayin, which is Mechadesh, it becomes new, Mischadesh every Bechol Shana Rishana. There I agree, you could say Borei. Borei meaning he's constantly doing it. Ha'esh ain't a Mischadesh Bechol Shana, but fire is not Mechadesh Bechol Shana. It's not rejuvenating. The same fire that Adam Rishon found on the first Mitzvah Shabbos, that's the one that we use today. So therefore, we have to speak about when it was created in the past. And Beis Shammai says the word for past is bora. And Beis Hillel says no, that even borei could be used for past. And that's better to use because it's written in Tanakh, borei referring to the past. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara will now explain how fire was first made. Ha'eshvag klayim, fire and two animals that were mated together, the horse and the donkey, that created a mule, afal pishal loy nivru misheshim mebreishes, even though they were not created during the sheshim mebreishes, aval olav machshavim misheshim mebreishes. But Hashem was thinking about creating them during the sheshim mebreishes. Haklayim, when was the mule actually created? So the Gemara says, Ubinei Tzivon, Ayav on, Tzivon had two sons, Ayin on, who on, this is the same on, Asher Matzah as Hayemim of Midbar. He found the Yemim in the Midbar. Mao Yemim, what is the Yemim? Rabbi Yehuda ben Simon Omer. Hamiyunam, this is a type of animal. Rabbanan Amrin, Hayemim, Chetzi of Sus, Chetzi of Chamor. This is a animal whose parents, one is a horse and one is a donkey. And now this is the mule, the Elahin Hasimanin, and these are the Simanin and you, that you could tell whether the mother is a horse and the father a donkey, or the mother a donkey and the father a horse. Rabbi Yehuda, kol she'oznav ketanois, if they have small ears, then imoisus v'avchamor, then the mother is a horse and the father is a donkey. And the donkey has smaller ears than the horse, and therefore the child, the mule, will have small ears. But gedolois, if the mule has large ears, then we see that imoi chamoira, that the mother is a donkey, and the father is a sus, and therefore the mule, the child of this mixture of chamor and sus, has large ears. Now we know that there's an isser to work with shor v'chamor, with two animals, and that's an isser of working with klayim of different kinds. And here, if a person sees that one mule has large ears and one mule has short ears, he knows the mothers are different. One mother is a horse, one mother is a donkey, and therefore he should not do any activity with these two mules together, because that itself will be climb, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis, Rav Mana Mifakeid, he used to instruct La'elan the Nasiya, the administrators of the house of the Nasi, in Be'isen, Mason Mulyan, if you want to purchase mules, and the Chredim says, top left-hand corner, the first line, V'hu Lashon Laz, mules, Shmam. That's the name of this animal that comes as a result of the climb of a horse and a donkey. When you want to buy this mule, Tain Zavnan Elan, you should buy those, Dudnayan, that their ears, the Kikin, that the ears are small, which shows Sheimoy Susa, that the mother was a horse, of Chamor, and the father is a Chamor. Says the Charedim, Huadin, the second line, Misha Oznayan Gedoilus, buy mules that have big ears. V'loy osa ela lafuke shelo yiknu mishnei amidim. Don't buy from both. He wasn't, according to the Charedim, he wasn't telling them to bedafke buy mules which have small ears. You could also buy mules that have big ears, but don't buy from both. Why? Shema yasim alocha k'sheng shir nyacha. Maybe they'll do work together when they're tied together. Dava klaim, that's the Yisur of klaim. That will be like a shor and a chamor. So therefore, he said, buy, according to the Charedim, he said, buy ones with short ears only, or you could really buy ones with long ears. However, if we look in the Mara Fulda, he disagrees. He feels that Rav Mana was specifically saying, buy only donkeys with short ears. Why? Says the Mara Fulda. Difrei Amasal, the first one in the left-hand column, Mifake Mitzava, the administrators of the Nasi's house, he said, "Im tirtzu liknois predes, if you want to buy a mule Tiknu oisin shaznei ktanis, only by those that have small ears. She'enu mazikim le'adam, they don't damage people. Ma she'en kenagdoilis mazikim kenamasik. We're going to see further that the ones that have big ears, whose father was a horse, are apparently more aggressive, and they are mazik people. So according to the Marafulde, he was specifically, Rav Mana, telling the administrators of the Beis HaNasi, only buy mules that have small ears that are not mazik. Ma asa Tzivyon v'Ana, what did Tzivyon, the father of Ana and Ana, do? Zimein chamayra, they prepared a female donkey, v'hela ala sus zachar, and they brought a horse, a male horse, to mate with the female donkey. V'yatzman preda, and a mule came out. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahem, Hashem said to them, Atem haveisim lo'olam davishu, who argues is mazika. The Shinui Yitzchai says, mazik. You know, he says, hey, you brought something into the world that's mazik people, that damages people. Af ani mevel lo'isa ish, I'm going to bring an ona davishu mazikai, something that will be mazik him. Ma asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Zimein Chakina, he prepared a female snake, v'helo leo chardon, and he brought, on top of the female snake, he brought a male toad, v'yotzu mimenu chabarbar, and what came out was a type of snake, which is also known as an arod. And therefore, the Gemara says, it was a very dangerous snake, miyomov, Lo yomer loch adam, you'll never find a person telling you she'ekatzoi chabarber, that this dangerous snake stung him b'choya and he lived. And the Mefarshim say apparently what happened was that this chabarber in the time of Ana stung him and apparently damaged him, or in fact killed him, because the Gemara here says that once you have a sting from this snake, the person cannot live. We learned before on Daf Nun Heyam and Aleph an exception, and that was Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. He, in fact, was stung by an arod, which is our chabarber of our Gemara. And there he was saved, but that, Mefarshim explained, that was Al Pines. If you recall the Gemara, that it was a race who would get to the water first. According to Yerushalmi, Rabbi Chanina was engrossed in tefillah, and he didn't even realize that the arod stung him. Hashem made a nes that he didn't even have to go to the water, but Hashem made under his feet a well, and his foot was automatically in the water. And whoever gets to the water first is the winner. So he survived. If not for this nes, Rabbi Chanina would have died. But that Gemara is an exception, because that's Alpines. The Gemara here is speaking about Bader Chateva. If someone is stung by this arod, he is nifter. So no one will ever tell you, I was stung by an arod and I survived. A second similar thing, Noshchoi Kelev Shaita V'choi, or that a mad dog bit him and he lived. No one will tell you that. And a third thing, Shabi Atasai prayed that a mule kicked him, v'choya. But when is that said that he lived? When is that said, Bulvad prayed to Levana? If it's a white mule that kicked him, he won't survive it. The Gemara in Chulin of Zion and Bay says, but that's only a white mule which has on its feet white tips. That's the only one whose kick is so strong that it's not possible for a person to survive such a kick. So this has explained how the kalayim of mules was created. Now the Mefarshim ask, why was Ana taken to task that he created a dover hamazik? We learned on Amud Aleph that kalayim was not created during the Sheshmei Braces, but it was all of the machshava of Hashem to create it. So it was all of the machshava to Hashem to create it. So what's so bad about it? Why is Ana held accountable that Hashem created this arod to sting him? And there are two answers. Some say and this is the answer of the Maram Chaviv, that it's in the category of Megalgalin Choiv al Yedei Chayiv. That yes, this calamity of a mule was supposed to come down to the world, but he was punished, Anna, because he was the one who brought it into the world. Hashem thought of bringing it in, but it's a terrible thing, the mule, what it could do, and Anna did it, so it's Megal Mulchoy Vaydei Chayiv, he didn't use his Bechira properly, and that's why he was punished. A second teretz is that Anechanami, the two sugyas are mechulik. On Ahmed Aleph, it seems that Hashem had it in his mind, and therefore there would be nothing wrong with making this mule. And here on Ahmed Beis, apparently the Gemara holds that Hashem did not have it in mind to create the klayim, but Anna did it on his own, and that's why he was punished. Continues the Gemara, Ha'esh, when was fire created? Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Levi said the name of Rabbi Zira. Shloishim b'shei shoy, shim shoy so oira. That first light that Chazal say was hidden away for loss of love, that first light was lasted for 36 hours. Shloishim b'shei shoy, shim shoy so oira. Shenivras b'yomer rishon, that was created on the first day. The Bnei Yisoschar says that this is connected to Chanukah, because on Chanukah, when we light from the first day through the eighth day, and we're moisef v'hoylich each day another candle, it comes out to a total of 36 candles. That is connected, says the Bnei Yisoschar, with these 36 hours of this special light. As we're going to see, it was a spiritual light through which Adam HaRishon was zocha to very great things. So this light lasted 36 hours. What are the 36 hours? Says the Gemara, Shteim Esri B'Erev Shabbos, 12 on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, Shteim Esri B'Leil Shabbos. Now, till Friday, there had been 24 hours of light and 24 hours of darkness, alternating. One day darkness, one day light. On Shabbos, it should have been day and night together, but Hashem made it that at night, when the darkness should have come, it stayed light. And so the Gemara says that there was 12 hours Erev Shabbos, there's 12 hours Shabbos night, Ushtei Masri B'Shabbos, and there was 12 in Shabbos itself. So Adam HaRishon, from the time he was born, he only experience light. V'hoi Adam HaRishon, through this special spiritual light, he was able, Mabed Boy, he was able to see Misoif Olam Atsoifoi. These are all the creations of one end of the world to the other. He was able to see through this special spiritual light. Kivin Shlai Pasko Ayurab, and since the sun did not set and the light was still here, Hiskel Kol Olam Kulam Yisharu. So the whole world began to sing praises to Hashem. Shenema Tachas Kol Hashemayim Yisharu, that they will sing under the entire heaven. And who are they singing to? To Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lemi Shoyre Al Kanfes Oretz, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whose light is over the corners of the world. Kivin Shiyatza Shabbos Hiskel Mishamish Chayshich. So the Chayshich did start at Mitzray Shabbos, after the 36 hours. Ubo, as it was getting dark and the sun was setting, v'nisyar Adam, and Adam was afraid, v'omer, and he said, ilu hu shekosev boy, maybe what's happening now is that which is written about the snake, hu yishuv hachorosh, he, man, will hit the snake on his head, there'll be a battle, v'ata tishven ha'ekev, and you, the snake, you're going to bite him on his heel, shema bolin ha'shcheni. So Adam was afraid maybe the nachash is coming to bite him. The Omar and Adam HaRishon said, "Ach choshech yishufeni," that the choshech is going to be a shadow for me. So he was afraid of the darkness. At that time, Zimla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Ra'ofen, so Hashem brought him two rocks, V'kishin Zelazeh, and he knocked one on the other, he sharpened one against the other, V'yatzemen Or, and a spark came out and fire was created. Hadohu Dichsiv, Laila Or Badeni, at night Hashem created a light for me. Ubirich ala. At that moment, he made a bracha. Boyre ma'oreo esh. So this is a very nice agadita. But Shmuel learns a halacha from this agadita. Shmuel amar lefikach. Halacha is mevorchan ala esh moitzoy shabasa shehit chalispri asa. Therefore, we make a bracha. Boyre ma'oreo esh. Moitzoy shabas, because that is the moment when fire was made, Moitzoy Shabbos. So to remember the first fire of Moitzoy Shabbos, we do that as part of the Havdalah. It has really nothing to do with Havdalah. It has to do that Moitzoy Shabbos is the Zman to remember the first light, the first fire that came on Moitzoy Shabbos. Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav Avua, B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Af B'Moitzoy Yom Kippur, even on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, M'vorach Aleh. And as even if Yom Kippur comes out not on Shabbos, it comes out in the middle of the week. So why would you make a Bar Mar Reish on Mitzvah Yom Kippur? It's not the time when the fire was created. You do make Bar Mar Reish. Why? Shekvar Shava Sa'ar Kol Yisrei Hayom. That is a covet to the fire, which has to be lit before Yom Kippur. And it has to go through a whole Yom Kippur, not doing any melacha with that candle. And then a Mitzoy Yom Kippur, a ner sheshavas, a ner that didn't have any melacha done with it. So in honor of that, that it kept the whole Yom Kippur without doing melacha, so even though it's not at the time of creation, it's still appropriate to make a bar marish on it. Moitzoy Shabbos, we don't need it to be Ner Sheshavas, the whole Shabbos. It's enough to light it on Moitzoy Shabbos, because that's the time when Or was created. So even if I make the Ner Moitzoy Shabbos, I am remembering how the Ner was made on the first Moitzoy Shabbos. Mashi Ein Shekein Yom Kippur, that's not coming out on Moitzoy Shabbos. So there, the only reason that I do light a Ner is because it was Ner Sheshavas, that it was lit before Yom Kippur, and it didn't do any melacha before Yom Kippur. We are ready to begin in the next shir, Halacha Vav.